This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I am Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, author of the new bestseller, Trump Rules, the perfect New Year's resolution gift. Not even Christmas gift. It's a New Year's resolution gift. Because it's not a political book. It's all about changing your life and bettering your life and improving your life. And supercharging your energy and your success with the Trump rules and the Wayne Root rules. Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. Little good news to announce to start the show. Little good news for my Vegas flagship station. We're moving to 4 hours a night starting on Monday. Big news starting on Monday in Vegas, 790 a.m. KBET, owned by the great Edward Stolz. Moving to 4 hours a night. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. For now, for 5 years, I started out from 6 to 7. I had a one-hour show from 6 to 7 in Vegas before I became nationally syndicated and before Ed Stolz moved me to afternoon drive time, 3 to 6. What a brilliant move, Ed. Best move for me and Ed ever, and I really appreciate it and thank him forever for it. And the problem was a lot of people used to get out of work at 6 and listen to my show from 6 to 7. We had a highly popular show from 6 to 7. When I moved to 3 to 6, none of them could ever listen to me again. They said, wait, I can never hear you again. Now you can hear me again. So Vegas, 4 hours a night, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So 6 to 7 is now Wayne Allen Root in Las Vegas. 4 hours a night of Wayne Root in Vegas. Let me open the show with, and that's great news, and I thank Ed Stolz, thank you. And his trusty assistant, Debbie, who's always by our side, thank you, Debbie. Andrew Paul, my executive producer, always by my side, making these things happen, thank you, Andrew. Took a lot of work and a lot of coordination over the last month, but we got it all together, made it happen. So, thank you. Dominating the Vegas airways 4 hours a night now, not 3 hours a night. And afternoon drive is not just 3 to 6, and the West Coast is 3 to 7. So, very exciting news. And what it really comes down to is I'm not doing that hour, okay? We're taking the first hour of the day, and we're running it from 6 to 7. And that's my big open of my show. That's this open. That's where my energy is the highest. That's where I've got my entire East Coast audience listening, in Connecticut and New York and all over the East Coast. Is hour number one, because that's 6 to 7 on the East Coast. So I put so much energy and effort and great news and great guests into this first hour. And now we're going to replay it every night from 6 to 7. So if you missed my first hour in Vegas from 3 to 4, you get it from 6 to 7. So that's the magic of making a 4-hour show, 3 hours live and 1 hour is the first hour replay. With all my best stuff, all my best work. So now this first hour really takes on special significance for me because it is my first hour everywhere in the country and my most important hour on the East Coast and my most important hour in Central Zone. And now it's going to be repeated from 6 to 7, which is a big audience in Vegas. 4 hours a night of Wayne Allen Root. My commentary is out this weekend, a Christmas message for Dr. Fauci. I think all of you can guess what's coming. A big, giant middle finger. A Christmas message for Dr. Fauci. This can't be a mistake. No one could be this dumb. No one could be this clueless. Not even Democrats. Not even moronic Democrat governors. Not even nanny state government bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci just asked Americans to cancel Christmas. He said, it's just one of those things you're going to have to accept. He reported he would not even allow his own three daughters to come home for Christmas this year. He wants all Americans to painfully isolate. His word, painfully. Fauci says he and his wife will be spending the holiday alone. I have a message for Dr. Fauci. First, not just no, but hell no. This is America. This is a free country. If we want to celebrate Christmas, we will. If we want to go to church, we will. If we want to spend the holidays with our children, we will. We're adults. We make our own decisions. This isn't a nanny state. It's not the old Soviet Union. It's not Nazi Germany. We don't need government bureaucrats telling us what to do, how to live our lives, or how to spend the holidays. Second, you're a typical Ivy League egghead. You're too smart for your own good. You have IQ, but clearly no emotional intelligence, EI, and certainly no common sense. Third, how can I say this nicely? Screw you. I love my family. I love my children. I love Christmas. I don't know you. I don't owe you. And I don't answer to you, Dr. Fauci. Fauci and his crowd of moronic Democrat governors are control freaks. But no one is listening. Certainly not conservatives, certainly not Trump deplorables, certainly not patriots, and certainly not Christians. We love Christmas, we love our families, and no one is taking us away from that, not in America. As a matter of fact, if you tell Americans not to do something, the odds are we're going to do it, even if we weren't planning to do it in the first place. We're not a nation of order takers. Didn't we already make this case with the King of England? He wanted to add a few cents of tax to our tea. And we decided to fight a war instead of paying a few cents extra. Thousands died. We defeated the world's most powerful army. We chased the British out of our country forever. We told the king to go to hell. Keep in mind, this was over tea, not Christmas. We like tea, but we love Christmas in America. So good luck with your stupid recommendation. No one is canceling Christmas. The thing is, I love my family. My four kids are all home for Christmas. I've waited 1 year to have all four kids under my roof. Celebrating holidays with your children is what life is about. I'd rather risk the astronomically low risk of death from COVID-19 and see my children for Christmas than risk the misery, loneliness, and depression that comes from isolation and lockdowns. That's the missing ingredient Dr. Fauci doesn't get. American patriots like me love running our businesses. We love God, we love family, we love Christmas, and we love freedom and personal responsibility. All of that is so important to us, we'd rather risk illness or a tiny risk of death than close our businesses, stop working, give up our freedom, or cancel holidays with our family. We also understand this is ridiculous hysteria and a dramatic overreaction. This isn't Ebola. COVID-19 doesn't have a 90% death rate. This disease is the flu. It has a survival rate of 99.6%. If you're relatively young and healthy, your odds of dying are virtually zero. We also understand the death count has been greatly exaggerated. We know the number of deaths in 2020 is in the exact same range as 2019 and 2018 and every other year in the past decade. We know the deaths from cancer, heart disease, and even flu and pneumonia are dramatically down. Even gunshot murder victims and car accident deaths are being classified as COVID across this country. In other words, we call your BS. This is a highly contagious flu pandemic. That much is true. But the response of Dr. Fauci, moronic Democrat governors, government bureaucrats, and the liberal media has been off the charts, hysterical, and greatly exaggerated. Some might classify this response as fraud. No one could be this stupid, unless it's all part of a plan. More about that plan in a future column. Here's some advice to Dr. Fauci and his Democrat pals. This is America. We're a nation of rebels, mavericks, and independent thinkers. We're a nation of risk takers. That's what makes us the greatest nation in world history. We face risk with courage, not cowardice. So next time, shut up and keep your opinions to yourself. Unless you're looking for the same treatment as the King of England, we'll kick your ass out of this country, too. A Christmas message for Dr. Fauci from Wayne Allyn Root. Hope you enjoyed it. Kick your ass out of the country, you control freak loser. You won't let your own three daughters come home for Christmas? Are you out of your mind? You know what that proves? I love my family and my children more than you love your family, more than you'll ever love your family. You don't have a love for family. You're almost 80 years old, Fauci. So your three daughters must be like 50, which means they must have children, which means you won't allow your own grandchildren in your house for Christmas. You know what that makes you? An idiot. A classless, emotionless idiot who doesn't love his own family. Dr. Scrooge, that's what you are. Dr. Fauci is Dr. Scrooge. And as if on cue, this story comes out, and I mentioned it in last night's show, but it's out again. Grand County, Colorado says 40% of COVID deaths were actually victims of gunshot wounds. 40% of COVID deaths in Grand County, Colorado were victims of gunshot wounds. The Grand County coroner is calling attention to the way the state health department is classifying deaths. The coroner, Brenda Bach, says two of their five deaths related to COVID were people who died of gunshot wounds. They tested positive for COVID within the past 30 days, so they were classified among COVID deaths. It's absurd. They would even put that on there, she said. Would you want to go to a country that has really high death numbers? Would you want to go visit that county? Excuse me, a county has high death numbers. Would you want to go visit that county because they're contagious? You know, I might get it. I could die. We don't have it. We don't need those numbers inflated. It's absurd they'd even put that there. You tell them. What's absurd is that the entire country, forget the county in Colorado, the whole country has fallen victim and is held hostage by these lies. Lies told by Dr. Fauci. Fraud by Dr. Fauci and Democrat governors and government bureaucrats and the liberal media lying to you about this disease with a 99.6% survivability rate. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn-Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. USA Radio, as well as my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Vegas. And stations all over this great country. Trump Rules, sponsor of this segment of the show, my new book that is a huge hit, number one bestseller on Amazon for most of the last 6 weeks in 12 different categories. Copy to say for New Year's resolutions, because this is all about changing your life. It's not about politics, I repeat, not about politics. It is about changing your life for the better. And I changed my life for the better because of the Trump Rules. Became the youngest political candidate at the time, I believe, in the history of New York State. One of the youngest TV hosts and anchormen on American TV at CNBC, then known as Financial News Network. Soon after that, the media dubbed me the King of Vegas Sports Gambling. Went off on my own, started my own business, and had about 3 million clients and callers. Best-selling author, 14 books is my 14th book. Became a self-made millionaire at the age of 29, bought a house on the beach in Malibu, wanted to be Jimmy the Greek, I became his partner on TV, wanted to be Bill O'Reilly, he became my partner on TV, wanted to be Rush Limbaugh, wound up with my own nationally syndicated radio show. Not a bad life. Now partners with Pete Rose on TV. The great Pete Rose, greatest hitter in the history of baseball. Plus 3 hit reality TV shows. My life's a fairy tale. I'm living proof, a blinking neon Vegas billboard that the Trump Rules work. Changed my life. Could change anyone's life. I'm nothing more than an SOB, son of a butcher. Trump did it for me. Thank you, President Trump. Trump Rules could do it for anyone and everyone. Some great guests on the show today coming up. We'll have Joe Collins, 13-year Navy veteran, Republican candidate for California's 43rd Congressional District. who will be telling us about the recall effort against Governor Gavin Newsom and why it's so important to remove Newsom from office. At 4:30, Daryl Brooks, co-author of a new book, 37 Days, The Disenfranchisement of a Philadelphia Poll Worker. Interesting. He was a Philadelphia poll worker. He saw them steal the election. Interesting. African-American. Explains what happened in Philadelphia. And then in the third hour, Peter Navarro, an advisor to President Trump, director of trade and manufacturing policy, who issued a 36-page blistering report detailing all the election fraud and how this election was stolen. And he'll talk about what this report reveals and which states had the most voting issues. What did he find specifically in Nevada? If you're listening on KBET, Peter Navarro, advisor to President Trump, calling in that third hour. So big day today, lots of great guests, lots of ground to cover. Let's talk about some things that are of interest. Not a lot of time here. President Trump's executive order on foreign interference in elections comes due today, the 18th of December, and things are going to get real, real fast if he's ever going to use it. And I can't promise he's going to use it. Other people say, oh, it's happening. I don't know if it's happening. I have no idea if it's happening. But I'll tell you this much. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen fast and soon. Maybe he doesn't want to do anything till the day after Christmas. Maybe he doesn't want to upset the nation during Christmas week. But sometime in the next month, and of course that's all you got is a month, today's the 18th of December, by the 20th of January, Biden's sworn in as the next president-elect. And as the next president, in other words. So you've got 1 month and 2 days to take back the country, President Trump. If he's ever going to do it, it's based on this executive order on foreign interference that he passed in 2018. And I'll tell you about it during the show. And then the Supreme Court today finally did something fairly good, but I don't even know if it's good for long term. Short term, it was good. There was a President Trump said we got to exclude illegal aliens from being counted in the census, therefore determining congressional seats. You can't determine who gets congressional seats based on population if you're based on illegal aliens. Brilliant, right? Of course. Common sense. And federal court went after him, and Supreme Court threw it out. They threw out the challenge to President Trump's bid to exclude illegal aliens from being counted. So to put that in English, Trump won. And we're not going to count illegal aliens in the census, at least not yet. But see, that's what's important. At least not yet. All this was a temporary victory for the moment at the Supreme Court while Trump is still president. But what do you want to bet the minute Trump's gone, the Supreme Court comes back and does a final ruling and says, count them. I don't trust these people as far as you could spit at them. At least they ruled our way today, but it was a temporary ruling. It was not a final ruling. So a good initial ruling means nothing when John Roberts is involved. He's either blackmailed, bribed, or just dirty. Just another stinking commie bought out by the Chinese communists. Justice Roberts is dirty. Don't trust anything he does. And did you see that Tennessee nurse who had the COVID vaccine on national TV and she passed out? When we get back, I'll tell you about it.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says they are waiting on Democrats to sign off on a coronavirus relief package.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is going to sign whatever Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees to.
The president's going to go with Senator McConnell, and that will be a Republican position. Our view is pretty much nailed down.
Regarding a partial government shutdown, the House and Senate are working on a two-day funding extension to prevent that from happening at midnight. The resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to strike a compromise on a COVID-19 relief package. Lawmakers from both parties saying they won't leave Washington for the holidays until a bill is passed. The Dow falling 124 points on Friday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots, Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago, and it was the biggest risk I ever took, the biggest gamble I've ever taken. I'm a big gambler. But I found Liberty HealthShare. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You could start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There are no networks. You choose your own doctors or hospital. How about credibility? They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. And my personal experience, I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, I've saved about $100,000 in the last 5 years, and that starts 2 weeks from now. January 1st will be my fifth year, and I'll have saved $100,000. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them WayneRoot sent you. They'll roll out the red carpet. You'll be treated like a VIP. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Or 855-58-LIBERTY. Let's grab our guest, Joe Collins, 13-year Navy veteran. He was the Republican nominee for California's 43rd Congressional District. Hey, Joe Collins, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Roots Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So we're here to talk about Gavin Newsom and the movement to recall him as the governor of California. It was done with Gray Davis a few years back. I believe I lived in California when it happened to Gray Davis. What year was, do you know what year the Gray Davis Arnold Schwarzenegger thing was?
You know what? I'm not 100% certain when it was.
Oh, I'd already moved. 2003. I already moved. I moved in 2002 to Las Vegas. So I was not there for Gray Davis. I just watched from afar, and I watched with such interest, I actually in my mind thought I was there, see? Because yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger took his job away.
Yeah, in 2002, I was in high school. I graduated in 2003, so I don't think I was involved in politics, but I do remember Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the governor of California, though.
But how does this work? I mean, what's the recall process? I don't remember. They recalled Gray Davis. Does that mean you automatically elected in that moment Schwarzenegger, or first they recalled Gray Davis, then there had to be an election, and then Schwarzenegger won? What's the way it works now, Joe?
Yeah, that's how it is. You recall the governor, and then you have a special election to, you know, figure out who our next governor is going to be.
Got it. Got it. So tell us about, I call him Gruesome Newsom. Tell us about why people are so angry in California at Gavin Newsom.
Well, I think people are angry because he's a hypocrite. And he has his do as I say, not as I do mentality. He shuts down the entire state and, you know, small businesses are being shut down. Businesses are leaving. He's increased taxes. We have a homeless problem that's gotten out of control that he hasn't done anything about. And people are really getting tired of it. And his health advisors are, you know, the worst that I've ever seen. They close outdoor dining without proof that it, you know, contributes to the spread of COVID-19. They've been anything but transparent when it comes to COVID-19. They haven't put any more resources into hospitals. I mean, anything bad that you can think of, that's why people are upset about him. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I don't even like his hair. So it's the best.
All right. Well, the whole California is moving here, by the way. Nevada is just exploding with Californians. Everybody's leaving, and they're all coming here. A few are going to Florida. A few are going to Texas. A few might be going to, like, a Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, an Oregon, or a Washington. But I'll bet you a large amount of the people leaving California are coming to Las Vegas. I don't know yet whether that's good or bad. If they're Democrats coming, it's bad. If they're Republicans running away from the insanity of California, that's good. Now, I've met in the last, I guess, 6 months, probably like 20 people who just moved here from California, and all 20 were Republicans. So I actually hope that it's good for us. We'll see. But if Democrats move here, that's obviously upsetting and is not going to help Nevada at all. But the reason they're moving here is because we're wide open at the moment. We have a crazy Democrat governor, too. But at the moment, we're wide open. You go to dinner anytime you want, and you can go to any retail store you want, and you know, you go to any gym you want. We're open. California is not open, and we're sharing the border with you. What's the difference? Why can't you go to the gym? Why can't you go out to eat? Why can't you do that stuff in California?
Gavin Newsom, he's the reason why he can't do anything. The crazy part about it is when people leave California, especially Democrats, and I hate this, they take the same Democrat policies to states that are wide open, and then they try to influence the same thing that they just left, just like communism. You know what I'm saying? They see all these countries with communism, and then they see communism like it's the greatest thing to slice bread. And so a lot of Democrats contribute to their own destruction. And you see that in California. A lot of people think that it is a highly blue state, but they vote Democrat all the time, and these policies have not worked for a very long time. And so it is time for us to start electing younger people in the office, start electing more conservatives in the office, and I think this is a memo that a lot of the Californians can get with.
Now, you have an interesting stat here I want to talk with you about, a very interesting stat. California inmates worked with crime rings to defraud over $1 billion in COVID unemployment benefits from taxpayers. California inmates. So my question to you is, are they allowed to keep the money? Am I missing something? If they stole $1 billion, don't they have to get it all back?
From my recollection, I think they do have to give it back. But the fact of the matter is, how did these inmates get the ability to be able to apply for unemployment?
Right.
How did they get the ability to get these loans? And that's the part that I'm dumbfounded about. But, you know, it's no mistaken, because Gavin Newsom also released 18,000 prisoners from jail because of COVID-19. He should have given them a mask. But these are the things that we face in California on a regular basis, especially in the inner cities, you know. And somebody got to do it. I wish that we had someone who was strong, conservative, and who has experience to run for governor.
Yeah, who are the candidates, by the way? Who do Republicans have? Anybody interesting?
You know, I have no idea. I don't know. I know a few people who are trying to dabble, but for my thing, if you're going to run for governor, you got to have some type of experience, right? And so right now, what we have is a lot of guys who have lost multiple races. They lost races, lower races, and now they're jumping up to higher races, which doesn't make sense. You know, we have people who ran for Congress, lost, and now they want to run for governor. You have people who ran for mayor, lost, and now they're running for governor. And it's just we need somebody like Mayor Faulkner down in San Diego to run for governor. Somebody with some experience in winning, somebody with some experience in and having a good economy in their city to run for governor and bring those same values and concepts that are allowing their city to thrive to the entire state, to govern the entire state.
Joe, I'd go a step further than you. You know, I know the guy in San Diego. He's been a guest on my show, and I know he's a pretty good guy and everything, but what we really need is celebrity. In other words, that's why Schwarzenegger won. That's why President Trump won. Celebrity brand name. You can't run nobodies and expect to overcome this huge Democrat lead. Only a conservative, you know, Clint Eastwood's now 90 years old. So he's a bad example, and he's 92. But, I mean, if you had Clint Eastwood running, if you had Arnold Schwarzenegger running, if you had Sly Stallone running, if you had Chuck Norris running, if you had Bruce Willis running, if you had Kevin Costner, those are all conservatives. Any one of them could maybe overcome, you know, Democrats, even with the advantage Democrats have in voters. But you're not going to do it with just an average politician who just lost his last race. No way. No way. You got to get celebrities.
You know, let me say something real quick. Kanye West, if you're listening to this, please do not run for governor of California.
That's funny. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, you've got 27% of the nation's homeless population, but only 12% of America's overall population. So obviously, California is leading the nation in homelessness and poverty and welfare. And it's a tough place nowadays to survive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that I brought up in my congressional race. You know, in a 43rd district, 40% of the people who live here lives 23% below the poverty line. And, you know, between Los Angeles and Sacramento, we have the highest rate of homelessness in the entire United States. And I think New York is close behind as well as Hawaii. And so, you know, people have to start understanding this. Like, and this is, and it's a reflection of the leadership that we've been having in California for a very long time. I mean, Maxine Waters, terrible. Nancy Pelosi, terrible. Gavin Newsom, beyond terrible, you know.
So who did you run against in the 43rd congressional district?
I ran against Maxine Waters.
Oh, you were against Maxine Waters. And see, that shows you the problem with America. See, you sound like such a wonderful, bright guy and a U.S. Navy veteran, and I'd love having you in Congress. And the people of California, in their ultimate wisdom, reelected that witch, Maxine Waters, over you. And that just shows you it's all name recognition. That's all that matters, money and name recognition, right? How much did she outspend you by?
Well, we outspent her. We spent about $8, $9 million on our race. But here's the thing. In the inner cities, the Republican Party didn't have any experience running in inner cities because, for some reason, they don't reach out. And so now you have conservatives who are in the inner cities and we're making up for the work that needs to be done when it comes to being a positive influence. But on that same token, we had a lot of cheating in this election. Gavin Newsom had an injunction put on him from the courts that says that he cannot put he can't send mail-in ballots to every single person, and so now he did it anyway, and we have to go challenge the election results, and that's what we're working on right now.
Well, you raised $8 or $9 million to run against Maxine Waters. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Well, we raised $10.4 million. We spent $8 or $9 million. I mean, COVID had the entire community shut down, so we hired a lot of people from the community. We did a lot of events. We did food drives, back-to-school drives, backpack drives. We did a lot of radio advertising.
And Joe, what was the final number? What did she beat you percentage-wise?
She got 71% of the vote. Just like,
is that amazing? You spent $9 million and she still got 71% of the vote, which just goes to show you.
That's all we got to challenge that.
It's so tough in minority neighborhoods. Unbelievable to convince minority people that she does not have their best interests in mind, and she clearly doesn't. We got to run, Joe. Thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for running against Maxine Waters. Thanks for being a Navy veteran. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. So, I'm going to play it later in the show. Chris is working on it. My board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, is working on it as we speak. But it was amazing to see that press conference where they featured the nurse, Tiffany Dover, at a hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, having a discussion following her vaccination, and suddenly she became impaired and fainted. 10 minutes after the shot, she passed out right on TV. Yeah, all over the country. Dover, right, Chris says. Her name is Dover, and she dove. But all over the country, or all over the internet anyway, people saw this. It's so crazy because I saw a poll that shows 7 out of 10 Americans say they will take the vaccine. And you're just wondering, do any of them watch this stuff? Do any of them have common sense, or they're just sheep? They're just sheep. Sheeple. Sheep people. Sheeple. How can you just say, oh, I'll take the vaccine? What do you know about it? Oh, I trust government. You trust government? You trust government? Look at history. What government's ever been trustworthy? The Nazi government? Should the Jews have trusted the Nazis? Should black people have trusted America when they got put on slave ships to come to America? When slavery was over and the Civil War was over, were blacks treated well? Should American Indians have trusted the American government? They were so good to them, weren't they? Should the Japanese in the internment camps have trusted the American government? And I'm the most pro-American guy in the history of the world. And I still don't trust. I love America, the country. I don't trust America, the government. It's just like religion. I love God. I love prayer. I enjoy praying. I enjoy occasionally going to church and occasionally going to temple. I can't stand religion. And that's just my opinion. You want to believe in it, that's fine. But religion generally isn't used for good in the history of this world. Religion has nothing to do with God in so many cases. If religion has to do with God, how do you explain that preacher at that church in Southern California who was like the hottest shot guy in the country, the youngest, hottest minister in the country preaching Christianity? And he was screwing around his wife left and right, and they just fired him from the church a month ago. He was actually the pastor to the stars. You know, all the big stars went to his church. And now it just came out, everybody was screwing everybody at that church. Everybody was screwing around. Not just the pastor, the volunteers and the associate pastors were screwing little volunteer girls. Kind of reminds me of the Catholic Church where all the priests were screwing the little altar boys. You don't know what to say when you're an 8-year-old boy to a priest. The priest is like a man of God. Suddenly he wants to have sex with you. You don't know what's going on. Well, you think like 18-year-old girls know what's going on when they volunteer. I'm going to volunteer at a church. And then all of a sudden, the pastors and the associate pastors are hitting on you and having sex with you? Using you in a church? So I love God. Love prayer. I don't believe organized religion is generally very good for people. And I love America, but I don't believe the American government is good for people. I don't believe government gives two craps about you, whether you live or die, whether your life is good or bad. All they are is, show me the Benjamins. Give me more money. Give me more money. You know, I was once on Bill Maher's show, Politically Incorrect, and the audience is so liberal, and Bill Maher is so liberal, and the people who are the guests are so liberal. And I was on with Ice Cube, not Ice-T from, you know, from the police show, Ice Cube. One of the coolest black rappers and actors ever. And he said something about the IRS, and I said, you know what, I take the mafia over the IRS. And he said, huh, what do you mean? I said, well, the mafia comes to a businessman like me and asks for 10%, and then they protect me, and I got to give them 10% of what I make. But the government comes to me, and they want 50%, and they don't do a damn thing for me. They don't even protect me. The crowd went wild, standing ovation, and Ice Cube high-fived me on national TV. A black liberal rapper high-fived me on national TV, and we clapped hands together. Because he finally found something a conservative would say that he agreed with. What does the IRS do for you? Nothing. Zero. They take 50% of your money, and they do nothing. The mob takes 10%, and they protect you. I'll choose the mob every time. So I feel that way about the government. Government does nothing for you. Zero. Even when you're a soldier, what does the government do for you? Nothing. When you invade Iwo Jima, Okinawa, my father was at the invasion of Okinawa, what does the government do for you? Nothing. The boat thing comes down. The door comes down. You run into the water. And guess what? Half of you are dead. You're like chattel. As long as you win the war, government goes, hey, thank you. Thank you very much. They don't worry about the fact that individuals lost their two sons. They don't worry about who died. They just send you out there and half of them die. They don't really care which half. That's what you deal with government. Throughout history, government is mostly tyrants and dictators. Only America was slightly different. Still not great. Better than King George, but still not great. So don't listen to government. Don't tell me the vaccine's fine because government says so. Government kiss my ass. I'll take the vaccine when I decide it's safe. I'll let my kids have it when I decide it's safe, when the proof is in. Until then, anyone who takes it is a sheeple. What kind of noises does sheep make? I don't know.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.